We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Welcome to a fabulous Friday right here in Brevard County, Florida. It is a great place to live. And if you just happen to be visiting here, we want to thank you for visiting our beautiful county. We're doing our part to keep Brevard beautiful. Not just physically, but we're trying to keep Brevard beautiful spiritually as well. And so this is Bob Arthurs from Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. We would like to invite you to attend our worship services this Sunday morning. We're going to be having Sunday school at 9:30. Our worship service is going to begin at 10:30. And we would like to encourage you to come and be a part of that. God is doing wonderful, wonderful things in our congregation, and we're just so thankful. Every week there's something different about that week than ever before. Last week our because of our how God has been blessing our kids ministry, whenever we have a potluck, it forced us to rearrange our service so that, you know, everything could take place. And this coming Sunday, we're just going to be seeking the face of the Lord. We're going to be worshiping and exalting Him, and God is going to establish His throne room. It says He is enthroned on the praises of His people. So if you need victory in an area of your life, we want to encourage you to come and be a part of that. We want to thank those of you. Just earlier this week, my office manager came and presented me a note, and that someone, a listener from the radio broadcast, had sent in and said, "Thank you so much for your encouraging word on this day and what you had shared on that day. And you know, here's a resource that may be a blessing to you in this particular vein of thought." And so I just want to say thank you to those who do support the Refresh Radio program. Thank you for those who support WMIE, and thank you for those who send us those encouraging notes and emails. So I want to take you back today to Romans chapter 7, verse number 21, just to give you a little bit of context. And it says, I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Romans chapter 8, verse number 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Now, we're talking about the deliverance that Paul encountered here. And verse number 8 talks about how there is a different manner of life for those who have been delivered than those who have not been delivered. And can I get an amen on that? I am so thankful that life is better with Jesus than it is without him. I'm going to touch on Romans chapter 8, verse number 1, because it begins, there is therefore now. The therefore means because of what has taken place preceding this, it has now brought about a transformation. That what we're going to discuss is a result of what has happened before. So Romans chapter 7, what has happened at the conclusion of Romans 7, has therefore produced a new change of status and a new change of lifestyle, a renewed mind. In fact, a renewed law has been put into effect because of what took place in the deliverance through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, but as I look at verse number 1, I'm going to read it as most people quote it, and then we'll discuss it just a little bit. And it says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." And that's the way that most people quote that verse. You see, the world is it used to be when I was growing up that if you memorized a verse of scripture, it was John 3:16. It was almost the universally the first verse of scripture that people learned. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life." Romans 3:17 says this, "For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." And it says that those who believe not in him, that they stand condemned already. Okay? And so now the first verse that people have any awareness of and it is completely different than John 3:16 and 17 and that passage where Jesus is talking to Nicodemus. Now the verse that people have awareness of is, "Judge not lest you be judged. Judge not lest you be judged. Who are you to judge me? You know, I'm comfortable in this. This is who I am." Now, remember, Paul has just described the misery, the wretchedness that he was experiencing in his own existence, not because of a lack of who he was, but because of who he was. He said, "Oh, wretched man that I am," that there was a mind who wanted to do one thing, but there was a drive in his flesh that was compelling him to do something else. And it created a conflict. It created a disconnect there between what he wanted to do and what he was. Now, the world, because of that mindset towards "judge not lest you be judged," because that of that mindset, they are saying, "Look, my flesh nature is who I am, and you can't judge me for that." And so what needs to take place is there needs to be a redefinition of what is spiritually acceptable so that there is harmony in my existence, because I'm not going to change my sin, and don't you dare judge me over it. I want you to see that that's what the world is actually saying. Okay, if I'm a thief, well, I must have been born a thief. If I'm a liar, I must have been born a liar. I want you to know that apart from Jesus, that my sin nature has an insatiable desire to sin. I'm just thankful that Jesus was able to bring deliverance, not just for Paul, who was guilty of murder and persecuting the church, but he is able to bring deliverance to those who are living in sexual immorality, who are living in with deception and all sorts of unholy attitudes. I want you to know all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Every person that you see around you, apart from Jesus Christ, was born a sinner. The only difference is whether or not deliverance has come. Now, deliverance, I told you on yesterday's broadcast, is when God comes in like a rushing current of water, and he sweeps you away from the presence of sin. But, you know, I think of a story, it's a long time ago, about a guy who went fishing. He was an avid fisherman, and he had, his favorite fishing lure. And he, you know, the interesting thing about fishing is you get a boat to go out into the deep water so that you can find a spot right along the shore that you can throw your line. Well, this guy, he threw his line in, and his fishing lure got stuck. And so he got his boat over there, and he reached out. Well, when he reached out to get his favorite fishing lure, his boat tipped over. He held on to the fishing lure, and he ended up drowning. When they found him, his fist was still gripped around the fishing lure. He was so intent on not losing that it killed him. And I think of that same mindset when people say, "Who are you to judge me?" Look, I'm not here as your judge. But what Jesus said was that the Word of God, it's settled forever. If I don't line up with the Word of God, guess what? I'm guilty. And if you do not line up with the Word of God, you're guilty. So I am here today to remind you of Romans chapter 8, verse number 1. But that is the fact that there is no condemnation is only a reality to those who are in Christ Jesus. I don't care what the media tells you. I don't care what laws Congress passes or the Supreme Court authorizes or the president pushes through. They cannot do anything about the spiritual condition. Just because something is legal doesn't mean that it is morally right before God. Okay? So today, I am interested in seeing condemnation removed from your life, and that is this: when we ask Jesus to come and deliver us from our wretchedness, deliver us from the conflict between what we're doing and what we want to do. And now listen, if you are wanting to sin and you are practicing sin, that still doesn't mean you don't need deliverance. You do. You need a complete and total spiritual overhaul. And again, everyone that you see in church either is in need of that or has been through that process or is going through that process. So we're not here to beat people up. In fact, I encourage people to remember what you got delivered from. I was having a conversation with somebody and said, "You know what? I'm dealing with some people that are rough around the edges, but I remember that I was rough around the edges on multiple occasions, and God still loved me and still worked in my life." By the way, one thing that I didn't mention is we are going to be baptizing people this coming Sunday. We're really excited about that. God is good. We are just so thankful for transformed lives. It is going to be a real blessing to be able to minister to this family. And an entire family is being baptized on the same day. It's going to be so exciting. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Let me tell you a little bit more. And it says this: who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And that is this: if Jesus has come to our rescue and he has delivered us, it is going to change the way that we walk. It's going to change the way that we live. This last Sunday, my wife saw the way that I was walking. It was a great day. It was Pastor Appreciation Day, and we had a great potluck dinner together. And there's people that, you know, I'm not a fan of curry chicken, but my wife loves curry chicken. My daughter loves curry chicken, and so there were people who made, you know, our favorite dishes. You know, somebody came in and said, "Pastor, I know how much you like Mexican food, so I brought in some Mexican food, and it was really, really good." So, I mean, we just, our taste buds were even happy at church on Sunday. But by the time we got home, we were really, really exhausted. We were tired. It was kind of funny because I made it as far as the couch. It was the middle of the afternoon. The early football game was on, and I was sitting there watching the Miami Dolphin game because that was the station that the Green Bay Packers was going to come on later. And the more that I sat there, you know, I just didn't know if I was going to stay awake very long. And my wife looked over and she said, are you going to go take a nap? And I said, well, I think what I did was I think I just stopped here at the couch long enough to rest, to make it to the rest of the way to the bedroom. And that's pitiful. That's a pathetic statement. But I got up and I went and took a nap. But afterwards, she looked at me and she said, she saw the way that I was walking, and she said, you know, do your feet hurt? And I said, you know, right now my whole body hurts. and she said, well, let me. And she went and she got a tub of hot water, and I soaked my feet for a while, and that's probably too much information for y'all, but you know what, it made my feet feel better so that my walk returned to normal after that. That's what the real point of this very long story was all about. Your walk after Jesus came into your life should be different. It is a great thing if you came to an altar and you said a prayer and you asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins. But like I said, he wants to be the Lord of your life. And when you get up from that altar, if you are walking the same way you did before you got to the altar, then there's a problem. You see, there was supposed to be a transformation that took place there. God wanted to remove the condemnation from you, but he also wanted to equip you to walk a different way. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh. Christians, hear me today. We are not supposed to be walking after the same things, pursuing after the same things that the world is pursuing. We are supposed to be pursuing righteousness. We're supposed to be seeking the face of God. We're supposed to be seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, knowing that everything else will be added unto us. Today, do you walk differently than you did before Jesus delivered you? You see, Jacob, when he had his encounter with the angel as he was getting ready to cross the river and be confronted with Esau, after his encounter with the angel, he walked differently than he did before. And there's an interesting little nugget there, and it said, because the angel had touched him in a certain region of his body, and it affected his walk, that the Jewish people don't eat that particular portion of an animal. They set that aside. They said, you know what, that area was touched by God, and it changed the way of his life, of his walk, and so we don't partake of that anymore. We recognize that was a transformed part of his being. Today, Jesus, when he delivered you, he should have delivered you not just from the condemnation, but he should have delivered you from the walk of the after the flesh, the pursuit of the things of the flesh, the desires for the things of the flesh. It will affect the things that you drink. It will affect the things that you smoke. It's going to do away with those sorts of things. It's going to he's going to deliver you from the addictions of your life. He's going to demolish every stronghold the enemy had. He wants you walking in victory, not in defeat. He doesn't want you going about as a wretched man, but as a delivered man. That's what's really exciting. Who walk not according to the flesh. Well, if you're not going to walk according to the flesh, what kind of lifestyle is it? It says, but according to the Spirit. There is the people of God should walk according to the Spirit of God. We should be led by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God. Listen, God said, I don't want you following the mandates that are written on tablets of stone. I want to inscribe my mandates on the tablet of your heart, to where you don't have to do these things. You want to do these things. You've heard me talk about the physical therapy that I'm doing. And, you know, I see the physical therapist a couple of times a week. But in between those visits, I'm supposed to be doing the therapy exercises on my own. And a lot of times people won't do them on their own. And all that does is prolong the recovery process. Today, I want you to know that even though it may be uncomfortable at times, I want my shoulder completely and totally restored. And when it comes to this deliverance that God has for me, I not only want him to deliver me from it, from what I've been battling, but I want him to deliver me so far from it that I never, ever fall into that trap again. I don't want to go back to the same things that led to my devastation and destruction before. So there is a walking according to the Spirit. It says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. You see, the reality was we could never on our own keep all of the mandates of the written code. The Old Covenant, that's another reference, that's another way of referring to the Old Testament. The Old Covenant showed us God's standard of holiness, but the reality is none of us could ever keep it. And it says that if we violate in one area, we're guilty of violating the whole thing, and the soul that sinneth shall die. That's why in the New Testament it says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And it says, for the wages of sin is death. We all deserve that. We were incapable of doing it. I don't care how much discipline you have. I was in a meeting one time, and a person made this statement. Now, mind you, I'm not up there as a speaker. I'm there just listening to this person speak. And this person made this statement. He said, I do not fail. And he was talking about dealing with people. And I'll be honest with you, it wasn't a judgment thing. It's just me as a pastor. It's just me. And I leaned over and I said this to the person sitting next to me. I said, except for when it comes to arrogance. And I don't know, you know, that person's life, but I know this, that Bob Arthur's failed. There have been times when I thought, you know, hey, you know, other people have failed in this area, but I'm not going to fail this person. And guess what? I failed them. And I took that inflated ego, and this is my way of referring it to it, and I took it and I did away with it, and I said, you know what? That mindset is not going to be a part of my future. It might have been the mindset of the past, but it is not the mindset of the future. And if I, you know, if I told you what I was specifically referring to, you would think that it's something trivial, but it had to be something I needed to be liberated from. And so I want to encourage you today that even though your flesh, my flesh, could not live up to the righteous requirements of the law, God said, I got this. I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to send my son, and he is going to condemn sin in the flesh. He is going to fulfill the righteous requirements of the law. He said, I came not to abolish them, but to fulfill them. It goes on and it says, look at verse 4, that the righteous requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And if we will be sensitive to the Spirit's leading, to His voice, to His direction, all of a sudden we will find ourselves doing what we wanted to do all along, and that is fulfill and please the Father. It says, for those who live according to their flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So we're getting ready to close out this week of broadcast. It says that those who are in the flesh cannot please God. If your mind is set on pleasing the flesh, you've got to understand that you are not going to please God. It's not going to happen. That's not me saying that. That's what the Word of God says. It says the reason that is because the carnal mind is at war against God. It's not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. By the way, don't be surprised when sinners act like sinners. You just pray for them that God gets a hold of them. As for us, we need not go around condemning ourselves. We need to be thankful for the work that God has done for us. And then we need to pray this prayer. And this is how we're going to close the broadcast today. God, create in me a mindset that I want to live according to the Spirit of God, who will guide me into all truth, who will remind me of your word. I want to hide your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. God, I pray that you will cause me to have a mindset that recognizes the sufficiency of the work of Christ and a heart that wants to please Him. Father, renew our minds today in Jesus' name. Lord, don't just deliver us from the trap so that we turn right around and fall into it again. Lord, create in us a whole new mindset, one that wants to live according to the Spirit, who wants to live in a manner that is pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Hey, come check us out this Sunday at 10:30. See you Monday here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Everybody I know says they need just one thing. What they really mean is they need just one thing more.
Everybody seems to think they got it coming. Well, I know that I don't deserve it. Still, I want to love and serve you more.